From before recorded time, the First Nations cared for this land. We praise the Creator for the beauty of this land and honour those who've offered themselves in tending it. We acknowledge the elders and communities of the Kaurna people and the First Peoples of all places where this service is shared, who have told the sacred stories and nurtured faithfulness in the Creator. We ask God's blessing on those who continue to work for the healing and restoration of this land and her communities. And our call to worship. We join with creation in worship. Forests of mountain ash and eucalypts, quivering ferns and glistening moss, tall trees, celebrate life, lifting your green leaves in the breeze, singing your oxygen into the air. Nightlife of the bush, green frogs and timid moths, butterflies and swirling bats, sing your songs. Fauna of the bush, lyrebirds and black cockatoos, platypus, pythons and butterflies, praise God. People of Morialta and beyond, we celebrate God's presence here, in this place and all places where we gather, in the bush, the sea and the stars. Welcome to worship, everyone. Those of us here or elsewhere on a Sunday morning, and especially this morning, we welcome Brian Kant, who's here from Kimber, who often joins us online, but is in fact in here in person today. Welcome. And those joining us online, whenever that might be, you are all valued members of our worshiping community, and we welcome you. Today's service includes Holy Communion, and if you are joining us remotely and would like to partake, please take a moment to prepare some bread and wine, juice or water ready for later. And now I invite you to stand if you're able and we'll sing together ATN 99 Pentecost Prayer. join together in our prayer of invocation with responses. Spirit of life, your breath of life fills the whole world and holds all things together. If you withdraw your breath, everything turns to dust. Breathe on me, breath of God. You are the source of life that brings life to the world, whole life, full life, unhindered, indestructible, everlasting life.
Fill me with life anew.
The life of your spirit, which Christ sends into the world, is the power of the resurrection, which brings us new life. The sending of your spirit is the revelation of God's indestructible affirmation of life and marvelous joy in life.
Fill me with life for you.
Jesus, where you are, there is life. Where you are, sick people are healed, sad people are comforted, marginalized people are accepted, and the demons of death are driven out. Where your Holy Spirit is present, there is life. The powers and energies of eternal life are experienced. The mission of your Spirit is a movement for life and a movement for healing, which spreads consolation and the courage to live and raises up what wants to die. We affirm and love life so much that we protest against death and all the powers that disseminate death. Help us to join with your comforting of the sad, healing of the sick, welcoming of strangers, and forgiving of sins. Send your spirit so that this world should not perish, but live. Spirit of the new creation, break into the here and now, bringing foretastes of the age to come when all things are made new and creation is set free from the powers of death. Spirit of God, renew the face of the earth. Give us hearts of flesh for hearts of stone, that we may love as you would love and do what you would do. Amen.
Good morning. Welcome to worship. As the rain falls and the cold, that great song, Make Me Warm When I'm Cold, very appropriate for this morning. The person or the communities who wrote many of the Psalms in the Old Testament wrote this: O God, how extraordinary are your works. In the simplicity of wisdom, you have made them all. The earth is full of your remarkable creatures, and beyond the seas, deep and wide, things innumerable exist there, living things both great and small, and whales play in it. These all look to you to give them food in due season. When you take away your breath, they die and return to dust. When you send your spirit, the earth is continually renewed. All praise and glory, honour be God's this morning, now and forever. As we join together today in Environmental Sunday and Pentecost Sunday, may we join in the renewal of the earth, suffering now from our neglect and perhaps greed. May we join with people everywhere to celebrate the promise and reality of God's presence, God's Spirit, alive, blowing, raining. Today in our worship, we invite us to join together in Environmental Sunday and Pentecost Sunday together. Not only in Acts chapter 2, the birth of the church, but God's Spirit blows through all time, moving, breathing, inspiring, generating, renewing, pulsing through the environment, in the waters, in the air, in the soil, in living creatures, in imagination, in design, in artistry, in song and music. Can you hear it? Can you sense it? Can you feel it? Can you see it? The wind blows, but can you see it? What is it calling you to do? The song is, "Now Thank We All Our God." Please stand if you're able. I welcome you to this time of Holy Communion where we share in the elements of bread and wine, the body and life of Christ, celebrated within community. There will be responses on the screen. So the Creator be with you and all of creation.
And also
open your hearts. Let us give thanks to our Creator. And we pray, it is right to give you thanks, loving Creator. Your Spirit is the impulse for all things to be, for space, stars and stardust to appear, for earth to emerge from the deep, for life to be born on earth and for humans to be born on earth and of the Spirit. Your Spirit is the life impulse in all things, renewing the barren and healing the wounded, groaning in anticipation of a new creation, stirring new life born of water and the Spirit. Your presence is the living impulse in all things, the Christ deep within us, filling earth, land and sea and air, filling the eucalypt with the pulse, the breath and the aroma of life. And therefore, with the ancient voices of the forest and all creatures of the bush and sea, we proclaim your presence among us. Holy, 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 God of all life, fill our lives with life today. Holy, 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 God of all life, the earth is full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. At this table, made of elements of creation, we bear witness to the love of Christ, which has been poured into our hearts and into our lives. We remember when Jesus washed the disciples' feet and sat down at the table to share a meal with them. At that meal, Jesus took bread. And when he given thanks and prayed, he broke it and said, "In this bread, as in all broken bread, shared, I am with you forever. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, Jesus took the cup at supper and saying, "This cup is the new covenant, like wine poured out and shared, I'm with you forever." Do this as often as you drink in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, we proclaim God's grace and glory. So we pray this morning, O God, pour out your Holy Spirit afresh and new upon these elements of bread and juice, that they might be for us your very living presence shared among us. Renewed by his life and recreated in his image, we set our minds on fulfilling your purpose for us, for this world in which we are a part. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We invite people to come forward today and share in receiving the sacrament of communion. We'll have three serving points, one over this side for this area here, one for this section and one for this section. Come, receive the bread, eat, receive the cup, drink, and return to your seats. For those who are serving, please come forward first. having shared in the sacrament of communion, breaking bread and drinking the wine, the juice, we join together in prayer. Let us pray. May God bless our communion with strength and purpose, we pray. Make us one in love through the power of your risen Christ in the communion of the Holy Spirit. All honour, glory and are yours now and forever. Amen. Amen. Let's remain seated as we sing a song, Spirit of Love.
Today, first come from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 13, and these are selected verses. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language about God's deeds of power?" All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." Then from John 14, verses 8 to 10 and 15 to 17. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show me the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. Then from Romans chapter 8, verses 19 to 25. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its enslavement to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning together as it suffers together the pains of labour. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what one already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience.
Today is one of those kind of eclipse kind of days where the planets and the sun all and the moon, they tend to all line up together. As the church celebrates and acknowledges Pentecost Sunday, the coming of the Holy Spirit to the early church. We celebrate today the Sunday of Christian unity. It's our Sunday today. We also celebrate Holy Communion, sacrament of the church. And today is also World Environment Sunday. And my daughter told me on Friday it was World Donut Day, apparently. So we don't have any donuts for today. But I want to particularly link today's service with Environment Sunday and Pentecost and the connection of the Spirit of God at work in and through creation. We are connected in so many ways that generations before us could never have imagined. We're connected with wires, radio waves, Wi-Fi, fiber optics, and of course the internet and the cloud. We're connected with roads and train tracks, flight paths of airplanes. And we are more connected today than we ever have been. Sometimes we are overwhelmed that there are too many people to connect with. We are so frantic in our drive to be connected that we neglect the connection that we have right in front of us. We live in a world where we are inextricably connected. We breathe the air with everything else, with all creatures. We walk the same earth, and we return to dust like them. God's creation cannot be separated from God. It's great to think about the Creator, to ponder the Almighty, the Creator, and therefore think about creation, the wonders of creation. It's fantastic to hear the magpie sing when looking for worms in the garden, to see the sun set and rise, and to smell the eucalypt, and feel the soil in our fingers as we garden. But what are we doing about it? While Jesus doesn't say a lot about the environment, not at least that's recorded in scriptures, he does ask us to consider the lilies of the field, the birds in their nests, the foxes that have holes, the vineyards and the olive and the fig trees. Now, you don't see the word photosynthesis in the Bible, nor the word environment or climate change or fossil fuels or renewable energy. But we do read that creation worships the Creator and how there is harmony within the created nature and order. The connectedness, if you like. The Apostle Paul reflected on the state of the environment when he wrote, "We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labour pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who are the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we await our adoption, the redemption of our bodies." And I have a question to Paul, to the Apostle Paul. In fact, I have two questions. Is Paul an environmental activist, or is Paul an apocalyptic visionary? Paul certainly lived in a time and culture of the expectancy of the coming of Jesus, the second coming, the Lord's return, sooner than later. But the question I have for Paul is this: is your view one of the world, the environment, the cosmos, in need of renewal? In need of renewal for the world's sake, for creation's sake, for survival, for this being of the well-being of creation, all creatures, of flora, fauna, waterways, and ice caps. Paul, does your theology have a view that the betterment of the world is foremost? A hope for the place now and into the future? Well, the answer is probably not, because Paul didn't have access to the science we have today. But he did have a theology of a created order being the handiwork of the Almighty. And so the second question, Paul, are you an apocalyptic visionary? Living in a time when the second coming was imminent and expected. The end of time would usher in God's new world. The heaven, a new earth would come soon. In fact, in his lifetime, expected. Was Paul's thinking about creation groaning as being a deep longing for the end in order to be renewed? In other words, bring it on, and then we can all go to glory and meet God in heaven at the end times. Can we read a theology into Paul of renewal and reconciliation, or reversal or damage or decay in Paul's words here in Romans? Do we sit back and do we just wait for the day of the Lord to return? Or do we work at healing the groaning and working together to restore and to bring healing and to bring hope, not only for us, but for all created order? Is groaning that Paul uses here the earth praying? Groaning is an expression of my knowing that sometimes there are simply no words to say that can adequately express the feeling, the heaviness, the anguish, the collective ache or the longing in my life or in their world. St. Paul tells us that creation is groaning in labor pains even until now. And the Spirit does our praying in and for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs and our aching groans. These days, I hear myself groaning every time I see smoke plumes from Ukraine. For the destruction of forests, for mining in Australia. I groan when I see ice sheets fall from the ice caps into the Antarctic Sea. I groan in prayer when I see whales caught in fishing nets and birds being strangled by COVID masks stuck around their necks, choking them. Perhaps we may be groaning and praying when we face irreversible losses of animal species. And I groan at the price of petrol and think, when will we have electric cars? And I groan for the changing weather patterns. St. Paul writes, but if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. The Spirit helps us. The Spirit intercedes. The Spirit helps us in our injustice. The Spirit helps us not to sit on our hands, but to be active and to bring some kind of reconciliation and restoration and a cleaner future. Climate change, the well-being of the environment, the planet, our lives and the lives and the existence of all things on this planet is a spiritual issue as much as it is a political and social issue. People of faith and spirituality need to listen to the Spirit and to First Peoples and our tradition and our history and our science and our young people, our elders, our prophets and visionaries, and groan together with the Spirit. To walk and to listen together about culture, spirituality, beliefs, and work with a reconciling God in Christ who brings restoration, healing, justice, peace for this planet, for the cosmos, not just for humans. Paul writes then in verse 28, we know that all things work together for good. So let's be a generation that does good work for the good of all. May we groan together as we work together, as we pray together, as we walk together, as we listen together. Maybe Paul is saying we're the last of the created order to actually jump onto God's plan. Maybe we're the problem. What do we care when we continually dig big holes in the ground and strip fields for vegetation, fill oceans and waterways with plastic and single non-degradable coffee cups, continue to pump toxins into the air and kill endangered species for sport? The trees of the field certainly clap their hands, but the oceans weep tears when a plastic bag, is swallowed by a whale or shark thinking it's food. Can there be hope? Can our environmental tragedy be redeemed? The Apostle Paul thought so. He saw that despite the struggle and the suffering, there could be redemption and freedom. Not only for God's children, but for all creation. Psalm 104:30 says that God's Spirit not only creates, but it also renews the face of the ground. There can be renewal. There can be new life breathed by God's Spirit into all things. There are many of us who work for renewal. For some, that is through technological change. Others protest for change of attitudes and lifestyles, or work for change at a political level. Lovingly, there are those who reseed, plant afresh. There are those who simply do acts of love for humanity and for creation. I see them as God's Spirit moving in God's created order, breathing renewal into the face of the earth. Yes, there can be hope. hope in us, working together with God's Spirit. On this day of Pentecost, we celebrate that God breathes life into all. On this World Environment Sunday, we're reminded that there is truly only one Earth. Despite the vastness of the cosmos and with all its other possibilities of life and worlds out there somewhere, yet for the foreseeable future at least, this is it. This is it. One Earth. Yet it's a beautiful world, embedded with the very pulse and life of the Creator, the very Spirit of God. As children of God, let us pray, let us work, let us be active for its renewal. In the name of the Creator, Son and Spirit, Amen. As we reflect upon those words, the theme for today, I invite us to sing the song, Beauty for Brokenness.
Offerings, small and large, here in the church or electronically, with the hope and confidence that all we do All we offer, all we say, all we think, and all we hope will take root in this world and be the source of new expressions of God's love, of God's justice, of God's character, of God's mission, and of God's reign. May God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, through us, alongside us, despite us, and for us. Amen. And now time for a few moments to focus on news and notices. I commend to you the news sheet, which you will have received as a link by email or in hard copy. Now, if you missed out on a hard copy out the front this morning, there will be more after the service available for you. And if you're joining us remotely, you can always download this from our website. Lots of good things happening in our congregation. Let's join together now in prayer with and for others. Let's pray. We thank God for our wondrous planet home. We celebrate with all our kin the wholeness and interconnectedness of creation, from the tallest tree to the tiniest amoeba. We join with all the universe to celebrate God's gift to us. This morning, we remember and pray for all our kin in need. As we name them now in the silence of this place, focusing on the burning candle as we do so. Jesus Christ, teach us to empathize with earth. Make our spirit sensitive to the cries of creation, cries for justice from the land, the seas, and the skies. Jesus Christ, teach us to value and respect the creation. Make our faith sensitive to the spirit in creation, the wholeness and interconnectedness of the creation, including us, the human component. As this sensitivity grows in us, may we focus also on the wonderful diversity that makes up the wholeness, including the many expressions of Christian faith. In this week of focus on the building of Christian unity worldwide, may we be ever more willing to learn from the diversity and seek to weave it creatively into our experience of the divine. May we share these gifts, the pulse of life, the aroma of life, and the breath of life with one another and all our kin. Make our hearts sensitive to the songs of our kin, songs of celebration from the sea, the forest, and the air, and from people singing in so many rich and expressive languages. Christ, teach us to care for creation, to nurture our planet, and to celebrate life. Amen. And now, in a moment, I'll ask you to stand if you're able for our song, Let All Creation Dance, and ask you to remain standing if you're able for the sending out and then a final song. So please stand if you're able. We'll sing Let All Creation Dance.
Of the silent inland. For you, deep blue of the desert skies. For you, flame red of the rocks and stones. For you, sweet water from hidden things. From the edges, seek the heartlands. And when you're burnt by the journey, may the cool winds of the hovering spirit soothe and replenish you. In the name of Christ. In the name of Christ. The peace of God be with you.
And also with you.
As we go, we sing the song, Spirit Friend.